This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
If you've run out of options and you have a terminal illness, even if there has been a promising new development in science and in procedures and so forth and treatments, you may have been denied that opportunity because the Food and Drug Administration would just say, no, it's not approved at this point. But that has been set aside. The Right to Try Act made its way through the United States Congress and to the president's desk. But what's bizarre about it is it has been opposed by almost every Democrat in the House. It was opposed and blocked by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader. It's bizarre because you would think that Democrats who support things like assisted suicide would also allow people to have other medical treatment. They didn't like it. I don't know why, but it is going forward. Dr. Roger Klein is here, a member of the Regulatory Transparency Project on Healthcare. Doctor, welcome to the conversation.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good to be here with you. You've been an advisor to the FDA and to Health and Human Services. This law has been discussed. It was passed at state levels across the country in various places, but it became such a sticky wicket at the federal level. I don't get it. Why would anybody oppose this opportunity? Because what they're saying is you can try these procedures, these treatments, if they've been proven safe in initial testing by the FDA. What would be the opposition?
Well, I think it's really a question. What people who are opposing it will say is they don't want to undermine the authority of the FDA, and I think so they'll ostensibly say they're trying to protect patients. I think a lot of the fight is about FDA authority. It also is just politics as well. I mean, it passed by unanimous consent in the Senate, and then few Democrats in the House supported it, and the Republicans passed another version of it, which was somewhat more stringent. That went to the Senate, and then Senator Schumer blocked it. So I think there's a strong element of politics, but the reason that people will give for opposing it would be that they're trying to protect patients and that it undermines FDA's authority.
So they're trying to protect government authority over you and your medical and healthcare decisions.
Well,
I mean, that's it, right? I mean, there it is.
Freedom. I mean, you're as a patient. This is a law that applies to dying patients. You're talking about people who don't have any other options, and which at a time at which they and their physician may choose to try an experimental medicine that looks promising. And the question is whether you have the right to do that, or whether that the government can get in the way and say it's trying to protect you and stop you from doing.
Thankfully, it's gone through, and we have the right, and we should have the right. How dare government try to believe that it has authority over my healthcare decisions to that extent that it can block me from a promising treatment? And how dare Chuck Schumer and the Democrats try to say you don't want to undermine the power of the government, because the FDA is the government, and they're trying to make sure the government has all encompassing authority over me and you. And I find it disgusting, especially in this application. But let's talk about the good news, doctor. It did make it through. It was a campaign promise made and kept. And what does this mean? Are there some experimental treatments that come to mind that might now be available to some people out there today that wasn't available before?
Well, I think it's important in particular for cancer patients. The drugs that are made today are often targeted to changes within a cancer that are called genetic changes, and that help drive the cancer. And we understand those changes much better than we ever did in history. New drugs are often targeted toward those types of genetic, what you might call a mutation, and can have powerful effects. So I think, you know, more and more drugs are coming out and in the pipeline targeted toward those types of genetic changes, and I think they present an opportunity for patients who don't necessarily want to be a research subject in a trial to still obtain the drugs. Then there's other things too, Alzheimer's and other rare diseases, but I think it could be particularly important for oncology patients. In general, I truthfully, I think the biggest impact is it really forces the FDA to be more responsive in terms of providing or allowing patients early access to medicines without having to be in a clinical study. That's not always either possible or feasible. And quite frankly, the clinical studies aren't run for your benefit. They're run for the benefit of everybody and for the benefit of the drug company. And to tell somebody you have to be somebody's research subject in order to get this medicine that might potentially help you seems somewhat questionable in my mind.
Yeah, and it's baffling to me. As I'm reading an op-ed here from the Inquirer in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Daily News, saying in the headline, and you can grab it from here, the right to try means the right to be harmed by unproven treatments. It's interesting to me that those on the political left would say it's perfectly fine for you to commit suicide using a physician. But how dare you try to save your life with unproven treatments? If you're terminally ill, doctor, what difference does it make what you try? I mean, risky, not risky, you're going to die anyway. Mathematically speaking, what difference does it make if you try something that's unproven? And if it works, think about the people that come behind you, that come later.
I think you have a point. Now, on the other hand, I will say there are things you could take that will make you worse, but I don't think this is going to involve that. What you're talking about are people who are, first of all, the medications have gone through phase one trials. These used to be just safety trials, but now they're gaining much. With a lot of these targeted medicines that I'm talking about, people are getting much more information. So you're also getting information about whether or not it could potentially work. It's not just dosing, and not just safety. So you have drugs that are already in the test process. If you were on a clinical study, you could have access. All it does is give a doctor and you the right to decide on it in the context of information that makes you believe that it could be potentially helpful. So this is not
snake
oil, and this is not people. This is allowing an oncologist to do this, a cancer doctor, for example, to give you this medicine, or another type of doctor who's treating a rare disease, to give you a medicine like this without filling out lots of paperwork and essentially enrolling a clinical study of one person, which very few doctors have the time or resources to do.
Right. Now, my point of my previous comment is physician-assisted suicide will certainly make your condition worse. So why not take an opportunity to find a cure? And that's why I can't understand why anybody, Chuck Schumer or anybody else, would be opposed to such an idea. And to see headlines on an op-ed piece, the right to try means the right to be harmed by unproven treatments, that's just not the case.
No, I agree with you, and I'm seeing these reports in the media, and you hear these pushbacks. It really makes no sense. I'll tell you a story. My mother died of ovarian cancer, and she had another problem, and they wanted to avoid serious side effects of what at that time were the primary traditional chemotherapies that you would give. And they gave her another drug. And that drug, well, it was approved for another purpose. And she lived 3.5 years longer than she was predicted to live. And she had few side effects from it.
And I got to leave it right there, doctor. That's the kind of story I want to hear. I got to leave it right there. Dr. Roger Klein, great conversation. The Right to Try Act making its way through Congress. And I think we do have a right to try. Doctor, thank you very much.
Thank you.